It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And Future Stronger You can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, checking out the series. You know what to do. Like what you see, what you hear, hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover the new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. That's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, Ally Sheedy. So excited about this. We're going to be talking about season two of Single Drunk Female that's out now on Freeform and Hulu. Ally's going to dissect where our favorite characters have arrived in this latest run, with Samantha finding something to grab onto with her newfound sobriety, and Carol really learning that, well, that she's the problem. We'll also get the backstories on the characters this season, and we'll still constantly question how crazy Ally Sheedy's Carol might actually be. Ally's also gonna talk about having her Breakfast Club castmate Molly Ringwald as a cameo. That's right. And she's gonna be part of Andrew McCarthy's upcoming Brat Pack documentary, so I gotta ask about that. And lately, between acting gigs, she's also a teacher. I want to ask how that affects her acting and how much of a passion that is in this part of her life. So let's get into it. We're talking season two of Single Drunk Female. It's Kyle Meredith with Ally Sheedy. Let me, I guess, the compliments at the beginning here. Single Drunk Female, I mean, the first season was great. Didn't know how you guys were going to do it for season two, but it's so heartwarming. It's so funny. You're tackling the big issues. I mean, first off, congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm really glad that you like season two. That's great.
So, I don't want to put words in your mouth. I'm sure you could tell the story better, but what is the story that you all wanted to tell this season? Because it seems like everybody's in a new state. But, true to life as sobriety is that there's obviously more story to tell here.
Yes, the season is not about Samantha, Sophia Black D'Elia. It's not about her actually stopping drinking, like muscling her way through that. This is actually about her life, continuing to figure out how to live her life without alcohol. Relearn everything, right? Or that's what I take from what she was doing. Carol's story is so complicated this season, but who is my daughter when we're not just dealing with the alcohol all the time. And also, she was the problem. She was the problem all the time. And now suddenly she's not drinking and there's still a lot of chaos and mess and agitation going on with Carol. And I think it has to be her, right? It must be her. And then it turns out, actually, I don't know who this person is without alcohol. And I don't know who I am as a mother without a kid who's drunk all the time and a problem. So it's just, Carol basically has to get broken completely down in this season and then try to figure out how to heal that relationship with her kid somehow.
Yeah, I think there's a line somewhere in this season where they said, you got to find something to hold on to. Mm-hmm. And that feels like that sort of defines a lot of what you're saying.
Yeah, I think Carol is a control freak for a lot of reasons that have to do with things that have happened in her life and with the death of her husband, and that she couldn't cure him and he was sick for a long time. And then the kid was out of control with drinking. So she has this tremendous need to control absolutely everything at all times, or else there's just going to be chaos. And in doing that, she does nothing but create chaos and push people away and really almost completely break the relationship with Samantha. And has to, during the season, has to live with that because Samantha moves out. And then it just, how does Carol get to the point where she's has to take a deep dive into herself and try to figure out how she needs to do things differently, live her life differently, maybe, but she's always right. So that's kind of a hard concept for her.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Ali Sheedy. Yeah, it's so great how you play this character, Carol, too, because you know, from the beginning, we're like, is she crazy? You know, but you find out, like, maybe she's crazy, but she wasn't always this way.
Right.
You know, it's like, and what you're saying, you know, talk about the complexities of this character. And hopefully this question is not too broad, but how do you want to play someone like this? Because it always does feel like it's teetering a little bit, like which way is this going to fall?
She does behave in ways that, you know, as the objective observer, you would think, okay, that's crazy. Do you know what I mean? But I'll speak for myself, you know, or sometimes the mother-daughter relationship can be a little bit crazy, do you know? And Carol has learned how to deal with life. She has a lot of pain, a lot of anger, she's very agitated state. Her way of dealing is to control, to keep everything just controlled, but only in the way that she wants it to be controlled. People have to behave this way, and they can only think that, and they can only say this. And it doesn't work anymore, right? It's not working. And I think the fact that Samantha is no longer the problem child, it throws Carol into sort of a state. So first of all, like it all of it gets thrown onto Bob, right? First. And then she does something, I don't want to give this away, but she does something that's really, really awful. As a betrayal and deeply damaging to her daughter, and makes it all about that damaging act is actually entirely her daughter's fault and not Carol's fault. So that she has to get broken up inside to be able to even start to think, wait, maybe I'm doing something wrong here. Wait, why has my life just become a destruction. It's like a volcano erupted. Why? It has to be somebody's fault, but there's nobody left because both of them are moved out of the house. There's only me. And then drag myself to the, you know, stand in for Al-Anon, but it's family and friends meetings, and just have to, she just has to, you know, get kind of broken, really, in order to start doing things differently. And really by the end of the season, she's doing things differently by like an inch. Do you know what I mean? But that's a lot
for her, right?
And so far to have traveled from the beginning of the season, it's huge, right? But it's a break. It's like a chink in the armor there. And it's the only way that that relationship with Samantha can ever be able to go forward, can ever get repaired. Carol's the one who has to do it. She has to take the first step there.
I also like that you mentioned Bob, because I sure hope somebody gives him a hug after the cameras are turned off.
Why? Because Carol's so mean to him.
Just so mean to him. You know, we feel for Bob. He just wants to play his guitar and have a good time.
I know. I know. And it just, it's he's another one. Do you know what I mean? It just, like, his stuff can't be in my house. This is because she doesn't know how to be in a relationship. She just doesn't know how to do it. Like, the intimacy, there can't be. No, you know? Ugh. Like, no, you stay over there and I'll be here and, you know, we'll see. But I actually did text Ian one day when we finished filming. It's something that's not in the series anymore. It was something that was going on in the scene. And I just texted him, Ian, I'm really sorry. Because I felt like I just, Carol was just so particularly awful in this particular scene, you know, and it was fine, but it was, she drives him away. She drives him away and she drives Sam away.
We do get to see her in the past though, through the flashbacks. Yeah. And I would imagine like you kind of get to play a different version of her, right? So, I mean, that's gotta be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So to me, that was putting in another like stepping stone in the journey. When you go back, we go back to the Shiva scene, because that scene is so much grief in there because my husband has died. And Sophia's character, Samantha, is drunk through the entire Shiva, and not only drunk, but really, really, really mean. Right. So the dynamics that got put in place in this mother-daughter relationship go really far back. And I love that you can see that with Carol's state of deepest grief, her daughter is the most rejecting of her. I don't know that Samantha remembers anything about that Shiva, but I, as Carol, remember everything about it. And that's an unspoken thing that's underneath when we're dealing with the present day with her. There's a lot of damage. And in fact, she did do a lot, and I'm really angry about it still, but you know, these things have never been fixed or talked about or dealt with.
It really is one of my favorite episodes too, just because it does get to see these different layers of all of you that's kind of involved in that. And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Ali Sheedy. We're talking about the past here. Your own past has come up. I'm sure everyone's bringing this up, but Molly Ringwald, of course, has her cameo in here too.
Yeah.
And listen, there's a million actors in the world. This is like, okay, this is because of that, right? This is why we're doing this.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. And I really, really did want her to, I really wanted her to come on the show and play that part. And I was so happy that she decided to. And it was just, we had a wonderful time together.
I mean, when we think of you all and that whole scene, I mean, it feels like when presidents talk about, you know, presidents of the country talk about being in a club with each other, like we're the only ones who know that job and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of the feeling.
That is exactly right. There are four other people in the world that went through an experience that I went through that nobody else ever went through. It's just a specific thing. And I think it's one of the reasons that I have this very deep history with Molly. We lived through something together, you know.
There's one of my favorite memes out there. You know, it's the two of you, and one under you it says Joy Division, and under her it says New Order. And I think how close is that to the truth?
I think that's pretty good. I think that's pretty good, actually. I think that's kind of spot on.
I also saw Andrew McCarthy is shooting a documentary about the whole thing. Are you part of that? So I've only been started seeing some clips about that.
Yeah. So Andrew wrote a book and then he wanted to do this documentary about that period of time and that the whole Brat Pack thing, and just kind of, Andrew's very analytical and real, and he's a real intellectual, and he wanted to deconstruct it, you know? So he was talking to different people and he had asked me if I would do it. And first I said, I really don't want to do this. It's too personal. There's too much there. I don't want to talk about this anymore. But Andrew being Andrew, after a few conversations, he said he would just come up here to my apartment just by himself with his camera and just have a conversation. So that's what we did. I don't know how the thing turned out, but I did know that I was talking to, I knew Emilio did it, and he never, like, he doesn't usually do any of that kind of stuff. So I thought, well, if Emilio's doing it, I should probably be really nice and do it.
Looking forward to it. The book was really great. And, you know, kind of bringing it back around to this, keeping up with you long since then, you know, whether it's Psych or whatever else you've been part of.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Great character, by the way. You're right. One of the great ones right there. But just, and you're teaching now? Is that, do you do some teaching as well? Is that what you've been doing the last few
years?
Yes.
Yeah. So I teach up at City College, which is a campus of City University of New York. I taught today, right before I came down, and we're doing this. I love it. I've been teaching there since 2018.
Does that affect even how you do now that you're teaching, how you're, you know, think about acting when you have someone like Carol, a new role?
Not exactly. Teaching gives me a chance to feel like I'm doing something with all this experience that I have, because I started when I was the age of the kids that I'm teaching. And I learned a lot of stuff on the job, still learning stuff on the job, but there are things that I can give them that I think I'm uniquely positioned to be able to give them. So it feels really good, right? And then I love watching them work on their scenes on camera, because they're all theater actors. So they're just figuring out how to. So there's that, there's the working on camera part of the class. And then there's the, you know, what do you do when you walk on a set part of class? There's, I just want them to know, so when they go to work, and they will all get their jobs, they don't feel at the mercy of anything or anyone or disoriented or anything else. So a lot of the classes, we go through that also.
Very fortunate kids to have that experience coming at them too.
I love them. It's a gift in my life. It really, really is.
Well, in the meantime, Single Drunk Female, it's been so great to watch where you all have taken these characters. I'm so in it and hope that we get to see this arc go for a long time, because I do love what you all are doing here.
Thank you. Thank you, Kyle. Thank you for such great questions.
And my thanks to Ally Sheedy, Single Drunk Female, Season 2, out now on Freeform. Thanks to you for checking out the episode and the series. I do hope you hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with the full series, of course. 3 new interviews every single week. That's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover the new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. An hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media spots, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All three of them, my address is at Kyle Meredith. So do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.